everybody, and welcome to This Week of Shredded, episode 52. That's right, episode the big 5-2, the technically 14 months after we started, but one full year of podcasting. We've got nothing special planned for today, so we're just going to keep going like it's any other day. But I'm your host today, A. Greener. We've got three amazing people on the podcast with us today, Mr. Wrecked, Bebo, and Dunk. Thank you for joining us. Really appreciate you taking time out of your day to come and talk about Destiny and some other shit.
Hey, you're welcome.
Good morning.
Great. So if you didn't know, we'll be talking about this week in Destiny, the blog post that came out yesterday. It was all about the Guardian games, and boy, is it a doozy. We'll talk about, some stupid-ass article about the Final Shapes pre-order numbers, and probably some other video games, but let's get started with other video games. So this week, there's a pretty big game that came out. I haven't touched it yet, but I am in fact playing the original again, just as a refresher. Trying to, anyway. I'm busy with life, so. Anyway, I'm talking about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I don't know if you guys are into that franchise at all, but the second copy of the remake released yesterday, and I'm replaying Remake, because it's been about 4 years since I touched it. And they have DLC that I never ended up playing. So I was like, I'll go through it again before I play Remake. So that'll take me 3 months. And then I'll probably be so sick of it that I don't even bother playing Rebirth. But that's my thought process now. So that's what I've been doing this week, other than still fixing my bathroom. Yeah. Anyone else got any fun stories to talk about?
About what we played this week?
Yeah, or whatever. I don't know who you played, what you played, whatever. Who cares?
I've put Helldivers down for
a bit
and started playing. Well, listen, I've got all the shit. All I have left to do is max out some resources, but I might as well do that when the new content drops. No.
When does it drop?
Don't know yet. And I said a banned word in the first 20 seconds or the first 5 minutes. Well, I'm banned. I can't do it.
What'd you say?
Anyway, doesn't matter. I've been playing a lot of Last Epoch since then.
Okay.
And enjoying it because, you know, it's the Diablo 4 I wanted from Diablo 4.
Ooh, I did see you talking about that on Twitter. So it's an isometric adventure game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. It's quite good.
With big words.
I'm very much enjoying it.
You don't know what isometric means, Bebo?
Do you know what Diablo 4 is? The style of game, top-down.
Yeah.
That's isometric.
Game. Yeah.
Now you know. And adventure means you go on an adventure.
We're not just about games. Yeah. We're also about education.
I was actually asking about adventure.
Okay. Isometric. I figured as much. We bring the smartest ones on this podcast, chat, and or listeners.
Those that are students of the language.
So yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Cool. All right, the last epoch. Sorry, I'm just messing with you. Bebo, Destiny, right? You're a Destiny man. You don't play anything else, eh?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's totally fine. What was your challenge this week? Was it you were talking about Master Crota? All right. Spoiler alert, Chad, he failed again.
All right, you know, we don't have to.
But tell your story to the actual.
Just leave it up to them, you know, whether it's a fail. I mean, yeah.
Tell your story to the podcast again.
No, so ideally, you know, this week it's Strand and Solar Surge. So also, huge benefit there. You know, me being a Crayon-eaten Titan.
Right.
But yeah, we pretty much got all the way to Crota. Probably we did the first two encounters without wiping. We wiped once, and then we got to Crota. And then at Crota, I guess none of us really researched what the fuck we were supposed to do. So we just kind of winged it. And it took us a while to kind of figure out. We ended up the best way we ended up doing was having just two sword bearers and two people going to left tower to take like Crota's gaze. Mm. And then have the people at Chalice. Once the second, like the second sword bearer got, second sword guy got enlightened, we would start spawning the sword bearer and stuff, get the swords, and then go do damage. And that was pretty much our strat. It was working. We just got to it after so many wipes that we were just done. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Right.
You should just you should shoot Grim a message. He'll probably two man it with you.
Shoot who?
Grim Reaper, yeah. And his admin of souls. You don't know? Okay, all right. He's this really good player that we kind of make fun of because he used to be super elitist, and he's calmed down a lot, and he's a really cool guy now. But he's really good at the game. Anyway, point is, he's the guy. Yeah, he is. All right. He dragged him and who the fuck was the other person? I forget now. Oh, Kirby. Dragged me through a bunch of three-man raids, and I suck at the game, so that basically was two-man raids. Anyway, I'm sure he'd get you. I'm sure he could get you through a Master Crota, is what I was saying. It was my
fault. I'm confident we figure it out.
Not if they're
just do.
And not if they're Shroud of Sevens, you're fucked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not going to engage in this banter.
All right.
Yeah, once we get a full sevens, Master Crota clear, someone's getting a DM. That's all I'm saying.
Better not be me. You have to do it without Dunk, then.
Why?
Because you'll carry them. I want proof
right,
that all the regular sevens can do it.
Carry us.
Yeah, you ever heard what that means?
Dunk's not going to carry us.
Yeah, it's literally what he does.
Yep, that is my job. To carry people to victory. I've missed two rockets doing Nesarek right now, so, you know. Doing great.
The good thing is, you can solo that boss, so you missing a couple rockets, not a huge deal.
I know, right?
All right, anyway, that's cool. All right, yeah,
I'm good, I'm done.
You'll get master one day. I believe. All right. Dunk, what have you been doing?
Well, obviously right now I'm doing a Ron while just helping out some people real quick. But otherwise, a little bit of Destiny. No Phasmophobia this week. I actually had to go to work on Saturday, so couldn't actually do my normal Phasmophobia run.
Boo.
But yeah, I know. It was pretty disappointing. I was disappointed. Let's see, what else? I did play some Halo 3 ODST.
Oh.
I wanted to jump back into that and enjoy that. So that was fun.
Why not just play the far superior? No. A game called Helldivers.
You know, I actually do plan on picking up Helldivers because it looks like so much fun doing stuff for freedom and all that. Democracy.
Some ASMR right here, baby. Let's go.
But yeah.
Quit listening.
But yeah. No, so I definitely want to play some Helldivers. It looks like a lot of fun. But for now, I'm not picking it up just yet. Maybe next week.
I've kind of also been thinking about picking it up, actually.
If you guys wait too long, everyone's going to be done playing it.
I know. That's why I want
to
do it next.
I get married to a game. So I have to know people are going to be in it for the long run.
Oh, well.
I can't just.
Helldivers is really fun, and I think people are going to be playing it. The content drops aren't going to be. They're not going to pull people back like they do a game like Destiny. So, I mean, it has its own life, but like it's not going to be the same. So it's really fun, though. It's really fun.
Yeah. I feel like it's a good, fun, just couple months thing, and then, you know.
It depends what they end up doing for the content. And if they change, like if the stuff is variable enough, like the changes, like right now, you're seeing some stuff online about adding different ways of killing bugs and robots to the game, but I don't think that's what's gonna bring people back over and over.
You lost a planet.
We did.
How does that work? Because that's, I feel like that's interesting stuff. I feel like that's something that,
yeah, well, I mean, there's a, the way it works is, you know, it's a persistent universe, and the robots and the bugs are constantly trying to advance towards Super Earth, and then really the only thing fueling this discussion about, you know, oh my God, we lost Helldivers Vietnam is what they were calling it, because it was like a jungle planet.
We all lost that in real life too, as well.
Yeah, exactly. So people were having flashbacks, but and that's why it was such a big deal. But in reality, the only conversation about that actually being a big deal was the fact was on social media. Like, nothing is really happening in the game other than the fact that that planet now says 0000000 instead of 0.1 or whatever.
What, like you can't play it?
You can. It's just it's under control by the automatons now instead of humanity.
Okay.
That's it.
There's a reward that goes with doing the major order as well that you don't get if it doesn't get done. So,
but the point is, it's not a huge, like, it's not, it doesn't
make more,
it doesn't change the universe at, like, yeah, really at all.
Okay. That's what I thought it did. So.
No, it's the, really what it is they're community managers and the community in general is making it more of a thing than it actually, that actually happens in game. So,
okay.
As long as they continue to do that, I find it interesting. I love the news bulletins of, you know, the fucking, I forget the name of the bugs. I keep thinking of the ones from Starship Troopers. The arachnids from Clindathu.
Did you call me?
They sent a fucking comet to Buenos Aires. I said, kill them all! Sorry, that's a... It's a Starship Troopers reference. Come on, all you people are old.
I've never seen Starship Troopers.
Oh, well, you should hurt yourself. You should watch Starship Troopers. It's literally it's the exact same concept of a parody upon why can't I think of the term?
Are you having a stroke today? Are you okay?
No, I just can't think of the term. What is that? What's that society? What's the society like? That's the crazy. What's the term for a society KKK? Like that? No. I can't think of the word. No, it's not communist.
Commies?
No. Stop it. I can't think of it right now.
You're trying to talk about the fucking
dystopian.
Democratic dystopia that they live in Starship Troopers.
No.
In diaspora.
Just stop trying to. You're not getting.
Pangea.
You're never. I did think it starts with a P, so that was nice. You were close.
Penis.
Oh my god. Anyway, it's a parody on like this crazy like. I guess you could look at it in kind of a. I don't know. I can't think of the word. I'm not going to keep going. It's a perfect.
What the fuck are you thinking about?
Cult.
You've managed.
The whole game is a satirical take of the military industrial complex. That's what it is.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. And the whole movie Starship Troopers is the exact same concept.
Propaganda.
But propaganda is a good word, but it's, you know, but it is how like, if you watch that movie, at the very beginning of the movie, they literally tell you about their current government was overthrown, or the current government overthrew the democracy version of America and took over. That's that's what they're living in. Maybe it's fascism. Maybe that's the word I was looking for.
Authoritarian?
Yeah, I mean, it is authoritarian, 100%. You know, they have an enemy, and that enemy needs to be wiped out. No ands or buts. And anyway, people didn't really get the slapstick nature of what that movie was trying to say in the 90s.
You're right, because they were stupid.
Yeah, they were stupid, absolutely. And now people, now that it's on the forefront of everyone's mind again, there's still people that don't get it. And it's like, what don't you understand about this? This movie is making fun of this concept, just like the game is. Like, nobody thinks that this is good. Like,
even
anyway.
The book the movie was based off of was a political take. I mean, it's what it was. That was the whole point.
Yeah. It's the point. That is literally the point. It's like Don't Look Up. Have you guys seen that Netflix movie, Don't Look Up?
Mm-hmm.
It's about how stupid fucking people are. But everybody understood that because it came out in... Well, fuck, I hope they understood it. But anyway, because it came out in 2022 or 2023, it was all about like the government telling people not to look up. And people would just listen. And they wouldn't believe they wouldn't believe the whole comment thing. It was a big deal. I don't know if anybody in the chat hasn't seen the movie, but the point is, it was satirical on our current society. People still didn't get that either. There was complaints on the internet about it, so never mind. I was gonna say we understand it more in 2023, but maybe we just don't. Maybe we're all just fucking stupid. No, it was 2023 or 2022 when that movie came out, but.
That's a Leo. Is it Leo?
Yeah, DiCaprio? Yeah. Leo and Jennifer Lawrence and Meryl Streep. Some other people. I can't remember who they are. But it was awesome. Hang Ten. What's Hang Ten from?
Surfing slang, man.
I was thinking we should have done something from Point Break.
I looked for quotes from Point Break and I couldn't find any.
Just get the picture of fucking dude on the ground shooting into the sky. Yelling democracy. No, sorry.
I think that'll work. Freedom.
Yeah. No, you're probably right. What do you mean? Why wouldn't it work? Because of the gun? Will we get shadow banned by YouTube again?
Get the Obi-Wan.
This is a democracy.
Anyway, nobody knows what we're talking about. We're talking about thumbnails I've already made for this episode. Smile.
Oh, yes. Yes, if nobody knows what we're talking about. Anyway, all right, there's enough talk about Helldivers and Starship Troopers. I am going to watch Starship Troopers again, and I've been thinking actually about doing like a watch party for it, because I think that would be a lot of fun.
I would watch it. I haven't watched it, so.
Yeah. I don't even really know.
Starship Troopers?
No. That's crazy, man.
I have to make sure there's no kids in that stream, Greener.
Why?
Because there's a lot of nudity in Starship
There's not Troopers that much nudity. There's the... There's like the shower scene and like maybe when they bang, there's nudity.
Yeah, we get to see Wang.
I don't know if there's any Wang in that shot. There's a lot of boobs though.
I'll take it.
It was the 90s. Nobody liked Wang back then. They liked boobs. Now you get to watch a show. Does anyone see that show? Fucking, it's a new like action spy thriller on Netflix.
Jimmy Neutron.
Oh my God, man! Come on.
It's like listen, in the context of this conversation, if you're watching Jimmy Neutron that can hang in this conversation, I think we need to report you to an agency somewhere.
Don't do that. You're the guy from the bar.
Furiously deletes the lolly shit off his computer. Mm-hmm. You are in Seven. They do have a reputation.
Which is why that old computer's getting tossed. There's like a little cliff behind my house.
I want you to know I did not participate in that.
Bro, legit. Come on. Either just open Tor or get Nord and nobody will ever find you. It doesn't matter what you're doing on your computer. I forgot to turn the music on. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, but I kind of like, you know, the... the excitement of like maybe getting caught. You know, it's like
this,
it's a thrill. This it's joke, a thrill of the game.
This joke is gonna eventually is gonna get to too far, but it's gonna get there faster than you expect.
It's already gone too far.
No, it hasn't. Trust
You're
me.
Making Dunk uncomfortable.
That's what usually happens. Yes.
All right. Anyway, I was just talking about like buying cocaine and stuff online. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Prodigy, if you happen to be watching this, this is all jokes. All right.
No.
You don't need to actually act on anything here. Smile.
This is Prodigy.
Did he do that?
FBI
before?
Agent that's in Apex.
Guess what? I'm from Canada, so you have no jurisdiction here, motherfucker.
I usually just talk to Mike. He's the NSA agent. It's usually on the lookout for me.
Okay.
You don't have an FBI agent assigned to you?
No, mine's NSA.
Oh, yeah, mine's FBI.
Yeah.
Alright, hold on.
The guy from the bar.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah, hold on. No, hold on a second. I want to look up the name of that show that I watched, but I can't remember what it is on Netflix. Greer
wants to know the name of the show where he saw the dick.
No, I saw a ton of dick. There's so much dick in it.
I believe it's called The Gay Section.
No, if you watch the trailer for it, it's one of the points. It's like guns, women. No, and it says gratuitous amounts of penis. Literally in the trailer.
How is that?
And I was like, I'm watching this.
Absolutely. Like, I am so in.
That's actually how I'm going to describe myself to women now.
And there's a lot. There was a lot of it to the point where my wife was like, you got to stop watching this fucking show, man.
I'm just picturing Greener going down to his basement in a bathrobe with a giant bucket of popcorn in one hand and a bottle of lotion in the other.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm going to go watch my show, honey. I'll be back.
Listen, Greener, I assume you're a degenerate, all right? That's all.
No, it's not like that, though. That's a little too much. Oh, my God. Why is this so hard to find, though?
Ew.
Where is the watch again, like, category in Netflix? Like, oh, there it is. Watch it again. Okay, hold on. It's got to be here somewhere.
I'm just going to Google Netflix show with lots of penis.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure that'll work out fine.
Let's see which one comes up first. That would probably actually work really well. Because...
And then I'm just going to blind hit image search and cross myself.
Okay, well, good luck with that. Why isn't it in here?
What you should do is once you find it, turn off your monitor and just stare at yourself through the black screen.
You know... Related story while Greener's looking. We'll give you a little bit of Rex story time here.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Rex used to have a buddy who didn't learn a lot of social graces as he was growing up. He was homeschooled and his parents were weirdos. Not only was he homeschooled, but his parents were actually weirdos. And he grew up a weirdo. And at some point, in his brain, we're adults at this point when I met him, but he's been weird the whole time. At some point in his brain, he got it in his head that it's okay to email porn to your friends. Like, just regular porn. Just regular porn. Nothing weird.
I know. Okay.
So, I'm sitting on my couch one night with my laptop on my lap. My wife is sitting next to me. I get an email from this guy, Mike. From the first attachment, and I'm like, fuck is this? This looks like these, like, hand-colored lines going across the screen. And so I realize this, whatever this image is fucking huge. So I start zooming out. Turns out it was a 1080 image of just a butthole. And as I get to the point where I'm zoomed out to realize what I'm looking at, that's when my wife looks over and's all, what are you looking at? Well, don't worry about it. And I close the mic back and I said, send me email again. This is fucking weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number that's one, hilarious. Send me that guy's email. Number two, I think the whole emailing each other porn thing
is weird. It's weird.
Is okay. Okay, for us it's weird. For our previous generation, aka my dad, I know he would get shit from his friends all the time.
Alright, well, Mike was older.
But that was
than
like
me, so maybe.
But that was also back before internet was more accessible, like on our phones and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about like early 2000s, mid 2000s. That was a thing.
Well, even today, you know, there's been a couple of things gone on in the past couple of weeks about streamers who were trying to save stuff while they found it online and accidentally showed their downloads folder, and there's fucking porn all over the place, like, but like weird porn.
Yeah, but isn't it like AI porn that they're fucking making or shit?
It doesn't matter. But my point is, I'm not even questioning the weird shit that they had, like horse cock lolly porn, whatever. All right, it's fucking weird. Somebody should report your ass. But
wait.
I don't understand why anybody's
saying anime, right?
Down anymore. Huh?
It's anime, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the Vosh scandal.
The what scandal?
Vosh. He's a very progressive, liberal commentator, debate bro, streamer. And he was saving something down and he flashed his downloads folder for the briefest of seconds before he shut down. But of course, everybody and their uncle played that shit back and got a still, and the one that everybody was that was
horsecock
that caused him the controversy was there was some lollies manipulating a horsecock on a horse in his save shit there.
My god. Okay, first off, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he tried to justify it as he thought it was goblin porn.
So oh.
That's he said, "I thought it was short stack thick goblin porn."
Oh my god!
Okay, even if that were true, you delete it afterwards. Like, you go, "Oh, this is not what I'm into." Delete. You don't just leave it in there. All right, and also, who downloads porn in 2024?
Apparently it's a thing because there's been a lot
so
of people
many people get caught with this shit. Remember that Twitch streamer just like 6 months ago got caught with
the deepfakes.
Fakes of other Twitch streamers.
Yep.
Holy fucking
that Christ. He was friends with.
Yeah, that's fucked. Yeah.
That was H.
He was married, wasn't he?
Well, yep. I mean, all married men look at porn. That's pretty normal, but
yeah, but like,
do you beg deepfake AI porn of your friends? Video. Yeah, she was. It was so weird.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm gonna have to change the thumbnail.
I'd be like, what? God. I'd be like, why are
you highly zoomed in bubble? You can't tell what it is.
Do it. For real, like, if I did that and decided like I had a following big enough that I had to apologize, or like I ruined my career, I wouldn't have her sitting beside me the whole time.
Yeah,
it's so weird. It's like, hey, dear, anyway, I look at all these other
I find
letters.
It weird that people save that shit down. I think it's...
I just think it's weird to save porn. Like, don't save porn,
I just...
Watch your porn.
You said horse thing?
You got excited? Yeah, weirdo.
Okay, so I want to say a quick story, just like...
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys know this, my dad's a veterinarian.
Uh-oh.
That's ironic.
So, when I was a kid, I would always go with... Because he owns horses. He owns racehorses. So when I was a kid, I was always with him in the like with horses, helping out, whatever. Anyways, once I got a little older, I started to get into sports, so I wasn't with the horses that much. But then towards the end of high school, I started helping him out more. But when I came back to it, one of the first days, he's like, oh, help me, you know, get these horses to mate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, sure, okay. Like, I've seen it 100 times, like, you know, when I was a kid, like, it's no big deal. So, nothing, like, horse gets on top, whatever. And, like, it was just so scarring because when I was a kid, I kind of didn't really know the essence of it. But, like, seeing it again as in a, like, older, the horse, like, when he comes out, he just splatters cum like all over the fucking thing. I just went, holy shit. Yep, and it was like so graphic. I don't know.
The side of animal husbandry that nobody realizes until they're into the business or into the hobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hobby. And like I'm fine with it. Like I thought it was hilarious, but I was like, holy shit, I never noticed that. And it's because you're like a kid. You don't know what the hell's going on.
Hey, listen. You haven't lived until your mother, who's into the whole dog breeding like culture, decides that these two dogs she wants to mate aren't getting it on, so she's got to artificially inseminate. You got to get the stuff to do the artificial insemination somehow. And let me tell you, sometimes that happens on the Thanksgiving dinner table immediately after Thanksgiving has been eaten. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. It's fucking weird. It's one of the reasons I'm not into... So it was one of the reasons my relationship with my dogs is not as...
I still don't know.
You don't look at me.
So what happens? You got finished eating Thanksgiving, and then someone just threw the dog up on the table and jerked it off.
They cleared the table and they did what they needed to do in order to do the artificial insemination. Yeah, it's a scarring thing that happened in my childhood. Yeah,
that's pretty fucked up.
Devilito, I'm gonna break the fourth wall to talk to you. This is a Destiny podcast. Can't you tell?
At least I know what that dog was grateful for, you know?
Yeah, we're going to get shadow banned for sure, Greedy.
Oh, yeah, this one's shadow banned to hell. There's no...
You want to start over? You could just start the recording over from here, and we could just skip this whole section.
Watch this one be on trending YouTube.
Yeah, this is the one that...
I certainly hope not.
This is the one...
This will be the one.
One that goes viral. Yeah.
Fucking horse cum splattering everywhere. Dogs getting jerked off in Thanksgiving dinner table.
Okay.
Getting uncomfortable.
Lolly and horse porn.
Listen, there's nothing. It just is. This is what happens in these industries, man.
This is nature.
It's not nature. It's man trying to make nature happen the way man wants it to.
I think the dog one is nature.
No. All right.
Enough. So that's what I did in Destiny this week. Dunk, well, what are you?
Yeah, Dunk.
He already talked about it.
I already said what I did. What I did.
Shall we get into the TWAB already?
Yeah, we should do
TWAB. Oh, no. Let's get into the article from IGN about Destiny's pre-order sales.
Wait, that was an IGN article?
That wasn't IGN.
Wasn't it IGN? I thought it was IGN.
I don't know who it was, but okay. All right.
Destiny Bulletin reported on it, but I thought it came from IGN.
I was going to say, did IGN really... Like, IGN's been going in the shithole over the last, like, I don't know how long. But ever since, you know, Elon's Twitter took over, their social media team is making that company look like a joke. Because they're jumping on these trends of, you know... saying the dumbest shit possible to get people to click. And I wouldn't be surprised if that article was from them, to be completely honest.
It was by Destiny Bulletin.
Okay. Anyway, so let's also be clear. First off, just so you know, all right, somebody did some research, some stupid-ass dumb research, and they claim that the final shape is around 25% of the pre-orders that Lightfall was... in reference to like how many people bought Lightfall day of, like the day of?
No, or... they were saying that the month before Lightfall came out.
Okay.
Like the same time.
Okay, so we're still 4 months away, but they decided
now because this would have been when it released.
Okay, and then secondly, they based their statistics on how many people claimed the pre-order emblem, which I also thought was not a great concept, because you know how many people probably did order that, and it's still sitting in that little vault machine? Probably quite a few. No, so that's not the greatest statistical like analysis, but it's also, that's probably not a huge number, so maybe that bumps it up to 30 or 35%. But
article is clearly not a statistician.
Okay.
They have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
Anyway, I was like, I was like, that's a really dumb statistic to utilize, but like, sure.
That's what they're basing their whole.
That's what they're. On. Yeah. Okay. It's a really dumb statistic. The concept. That's I read that in the title, and I didn't read any more of the article. I was like, well, that's a stupid stat to use. Goodbye. Not interested. And then I heard a lot of people picking up on it. On both sides, there's other people making videos about how this is a problem, and there's other people making videos about everybody just needs their clicks. I hate the world, even though I want the clicks too. I can't help it. It triggers me so much when like every single content creator and human person under the sky all jump on the same story. Like, just stop. Why? It bothers me. And now we're talking about it, so never mind. I mean,
that's one person's fault in here.
Yeah, dunk.
It was Bebo's fault. Yeah, he brought it up. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Anyway, the point is that's a really dumb stat, and also we're 4 months away from the game releasing. Like, and we've known that for quite a while. Like, it's not like we made it all the way to February 1st and then they delayed it. They delayed it way back in like September or October or some shit. I can't remember. Oh, no, it was early November. Data, never mind. It was early November.
I bet if you look at most game data, pre-orders for most games ramp up the closer it gets to launch.
Last 2 weeks.
FOMO just grabs a hold of people and they got to get in now.
Yeah.
Also, I was watching, like, there's another way of looking at emblems, and it's not Charlotte, is it? No, it's not Charlemagne. It's something else. It's the emblem, but it's the... There's another website that...
There's an emblem website that you can go to.
Yeah, that... Yeah. It's, and it's not like... The way they were using it was like the day that Lightfall came out, like 40% of the emblems, like people picked them up that day. And it's probably because people are coming back to the game and they're coming back for Lightfall, even if they pre-ordered it like a couple months ago, they stopped playing the game, they came back to it. But like they see that like when they log on, it says to pick up their thing at the postmaster, or now it's a thing. Like, just because someone hasn't picked up the emblem doesn't mean that they haven't pre-ordered. Also, 4 months away.
Yeah.
And the pre-order sale numbers that they were using was like 4 million for like Beyond Light, and like 2 million for.
2 million. Ain't no way there was 4 million Beyond Light pre-orders.
So they said it was 4 million Beyond Light. And then 2 million Witch Queen and 2 million Lightfall. And then this one was like less than 500,000.
Look, if they get to 1 million, they're laughing. In my opinion. But hold on. I need to know
if they have like a little graph. It's like a bar chart.
Yeah, good for their graph. I'm going to go find another graph to see if there's anywhere.
But also, like, there was a tweet made by Destiny, like by Bungie.
Mm-hmm.
That said, once the Lightfall pre-order sales crossed 1 million, they said we're on pace to have our highest pre-order sales like ever, la la la. And if you think about it, they're not going to post that if they're not even halfway to their goal or like of their highest before that, you know what I mean? So there's also no way of knowing
exactly. I mean, article's clickbait with bad statistics and graphs to support bad graphs to support their bad data. It's fine.
Here's a tweet from February 1st, 2022. Thank you to the 1 million Destiny players who have pre-ordered Destiny 2, the Witch Queen. Yep. Yeah, I know it wasn't Beyond Light, but so this was 3 weeks before the Witch Queen came out, and it was only at 1 million. So
yeah, there's no way like fucking Beyond Light had 4 million.
That would blow my mind. After Shadowkeep, if Beyond Light had 4 million, holy fuck. That's crazy. Like, I would think if you're selling 1 million copies of each expansion, that's enough to keep
making pre-orders.
Yeah.
Pre-order sales. Like,
because a million copies is a lot. I don't know. Maybe it's not a lot. What was that, $400 million? Surely their budget for these things is only like 40 or 50 million, right?
Well, it depends, because pre-orders could be the annual or the...
Oh, yeah, it could be
just
more.
A $50 one.
Shit, yeah. Well, the $50 one, it's like a, that would be 500.
Yeah, it would have to be like a minimum.
Oh, no, it would be 50 million. Yeah, I did the math wrong there. 50 million, right? You just add 10. Yeah, okay. That doesn't seem like so much money.
I don't know if it seems that much for Bungie, though. Like,
yeah, I guess I don't know. I don't know what their budgets are. I'm not even going to try to think about it.
Regardless, article trash, data bad, presentation of data bad, all clickbait.
It was all bad. It was all terrible. Yeah, it was bad. Clickbait indeed.
Twob?
Yeah, let's talk about surfboards.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's do it.
Surf's up, dude.
Surf's up, dude. Where did I? Did I close? No, I didn't. It's right here. It's just under everything. All right, let's get into the TWID. The TWIDy TWID TWID. It's all about the Guardian Games coming up. Guardian Games All-Stars. It's called Guardian Games All-Stars. Arrives in style. I don't know why it's called Guardian Game All-Stars, but it's the All-Stars, baby. The Guardian Games Cup is back. No one cares. Losers. I'm just kidding. Witch Queen is available for PlayStation Plus members if you don't have it. It's free, baby. Go get it. That is the... If you didn't know, the PlayStation Plus version of things that are free, unlike Game Pass or whatever the fuck the Xbox version is called, is it never goes away. So you all have...
Unless your PlayStation Plus lapses.
Well, yeah, but who would stop paying Sony money? Fucking weirdos.
Only people who respect themselves.
No. Anyway, my point is, it's one of, when you get the three games from PlayStation Plus, that's like it's permanent as long as you have the subscription. They never go away. Yeah, that's the big parts. So let's go ahead and get down into the Guardian Games. Okay, so first off, we get a hoverboard. Okay, they're calling it the Skimmer. All right, and I know it's just the Sparrow that you stand on, but good lord, does it ever get me excited. I don't know why. I want myself a fucking surfboard.
Well, if it turns out it's only a 160 speed?
I will literally go to Seattle and raise some hell.
You know what would be amazing? If you could get off it, pick it up, and just smack something.
Oh, use it like a glaive? That'd be sick.
You all want to live out your Nimbus fantasies, huh?
Oh my god, I never even realized that's why.
Never mind, don't do that, bud.
Shit, that shit's already in the game. What the fuck?
And that ruins everything.
It kind of does ruin the fact. Not that it's Nimbus, but because I thought this was all like brand new shit. But no, I love Nimbus. Guy's awesome. I bet he's got a huge wiener, too.
Okay, man, his nips.
No, I hate his nips and his ribs. They're so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, what a weirdo. What a weirdo.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would be a cool finisher, though, yeah. But by finisher,
it probably will be for $12.
$12?
That would be a 20.
Yeah. Anyway, since the new skimmer is called the All-Star Vector, and it will be available to everyone to earn during the Guardian Games All-Stars. Just pick it up from Eva Levante after completing the onboarding quest. So basically, everybody gets this one. Let's go, baby! So they were smart, and they didn't put it behind a paywall, which was good for them, because people would have lost their fucking minds if this shit was behind a paywall. And now that we have this thing in the game, can we expect to see brand new skimmers for the foreseeable future? Thoughts?
Yeah, they said that there's going to be Another skimmer, this one inspired by a beloved Destiny weapon, will be available in the in-game Eververse as well.
Okay, but...
No, you imagine they just gave us this one and never even touched it again like Gambit?
That's not what happened with Gambit. It. Gambit has had three iterations. Three different versions. We had shit bag three-round Gambit. Then we had awesome motherfucking Gambit Prime Reckoning motherfuckers. And then... Actually, and then there's been two more iterations since then. They switched it to regular Gambit Prime, and then they revisited Gambit Prime and changed it to what we have now. So whoever said they never touched it is an idiot. Don't listen to propaganda, Bebo.
I didn't say...
You said that they released it, and they never touched it. That's literally what you said.
So disappointed in you right now.
That's what I was forced to say by it.
Also, Gambit Prime Reckoning version was so awesome. Can we get that back, please, Bungie?
Highly doubtful.
You want Well Simulator back?
What's that?
Reckoning.
Well, not the actual Reckoning stuff, but the Gambit Prime with the Reckoning armor was the best version of Gambit.
I think it was the most infuriating version of Gambit.
Oh, no, it was so much fun to do, like, to actually go in and... Like, these are your roles. Here's your little bonuses for having your awesome thing. Yeah, you can bank 20 mods. Go get that giant motherfucking phalanx, bro.
Those guys were the worst ones.
They were the best.
No. They just exacerbated the problem of, please bank boats so we can invade. They're like, no, I need three more so I can send the giant blocker that's going to survive approximately 1.5 seconds longer than a large blocker.
Well, stop playing with blueberries. Donkey fucker.
Did no one at Bungie understand the fact that if they simply switched the moats mechanic to literally any other type of mechanic, it would completely make Gambit feel different and probably better? Is it too hard? Has it always been the moat mechanic?
Yeah. That's where moats came from. Gambit.
Yep. I thought they came from your mom.
I don't know what that means, but anyway. Once Gambit arrived is when we started getting, you know, Garden of Salvation, bank modes, whatever.
Those wonderful ones that don't glitch through the ground at all.
Yeah, and then, never. You know, how many ever seasonal activities we had since then that involved dunking modes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so, that's fun. All right, so yes, we get cool-ass surfboards called... Whatever they were called, skimmers. Yeah, okay.
Yes, that are not just sparrows. You'll be able to do tricks on them. You'll be able to grind most surfaces in any public space where you can ride one. Yeah.
You could. You can do tricks on a sparrow, so I expect that I'd be able to do tricks on a skimmer. So.
These are going to probably have more
okay, calm down.
Tricks you can do.
I doubt it. You can do awesome tricks on a sparrow. You're probably going to get three tricks. You can do like a fucking tail whip and a tail grab and a flip over.
And you'll be able to 50-50 everything.
Ooh, 50-50-50. Let's go, baby. All right, anyway. 50-50. Next is... We're going to talk about that motherfucking armor. Oof. Somebody went hard this year. In my opinion. Yes, man. That looks awesome.
I mean, yeah.
Am I the only one?
Right. Armor does look good. Right up until you realize all those little tassels that are on them won't shade.
Oh my god,
who cares? Always going to be blue and pink and green and white, no matter what shader you put on.
Why do they do that? Like, you know? Why are they like this?
It's because it's Guardian Games armor and it keeps the Guardian Games color. Guardian Games armor has always done that.
This fucking color looks like Phonix fucking Ronald McDonald's shader.
That said, helmets are all fire. The legs on most of them are great. The Titan legs probably will be a no-go for me, depending on whether or not the tassels on it are part of the legs or part of the class item. And the Warlock cloak would be cool, except it's got fucking tassels everywhere. Same with the Hunter's cloak. But, you know.
I like the Warlock helmet.
I don't know. I think it all looks awesome, and it's annoying. Man, Bungie sure knows how to fucking make me spend money literally $60 on something just to put it away like 2 weeks later and never pull it out again. Like, I just bought all that Mass Effect armor, and now here I am, probably just going to put this shit on and forget all about all that armor. I haven't even played the game like more than an hour since the fucking Mass Effect armor came out.
Don't they always also have like a couple different armor sets?
For Guardian games?
I mean for events.
I mean, all the old sets will be available to purchase.
Yeah.
I've never done Guardian games.
Well, there is a set every year for the last like 4 years. They're all different. None of them are as good as these ones. But you can buy them all in Eververse during Guardian games.
Is that like in every event?
Yeah.
There's like other armors. That's what they are from previous events.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every time.
And here I am thinking I'm getting some fucking good shit. I've just been purchasing old ass armor.
You fucking idiot.
So, whenever they come and do Solstice, that's the best one because they show you all that armor in the store and the armor you can earn, but not one set is as good as the 2019 set that they're never ever going to bring back, it seems. And I put it on every year and I just walk around the tower with it knowing half these people can't ever get this. Damn. Smile.
That's fucking dark. Yeah. I love it. I have them, so I don't care.
That's what I ever got for Titan was the Gundam one. It's just so amazing.
All right, Optimus Bebo. Dunk, what do you think about this armor?
You know, I took a brief look at it prior to the podcast, and it looks fine. I'm not the biggest fan of it. I probably won't switch off of my current armor set. I love it. It looks great, but it looks fine. I'll wear it for Guardian games and then it'll go in my vault.
And Bungie don't care if you wear it so long as you hand over the money or the bright dust for it.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I mean if I buy it, yeah, it'll just I just won't ever use it.
Alright, well, I will. It looks good. Alright.
Alright, medallions.
Medallions! Alright, what's this say? The goal of the Guardian Games All-Stars is simple. Your class must win the majority of days during a 3-week-long event that can only be done by depositing tons of medallions. Wait, this is the exact same thing as before.
They're changing it a little bit, though.
Okay.
Paragraph underneath.
Alright, Eva Levante will have a great variety of contender cards to choose from, divided between gold, platinum, and diamond. Ooh, diamond, which is a new tier. All right, the diamond medallions awarded by these are worth a lot and can change the course of the day. So they're limited to 3 a week. Oh, okay, 2 of them can be focused on endgame activities, PvE, and 1 for PvP. The third is kind of unique. It's a Twitch drop from watching Destiny.
It's a Twitch drop. What the actual fuck? Greener's gonna have to play some fucking Destiny.
No, I just always leave Destiny as my game being played, so. That's all you need. You don't actually have to boot up the game. Love it. Let's go! That's gonna be awesome. That's gonna be good for our Player of the Week numbers. Let's go, Bungie! Fucking kicking it like a boss! I love it. Alright, it's a Twitch drop. That is such a weird choice, though. Like, I'm down for it because it helps us, but...
Would it have anything to do with them stopping the Prime?
No. This is a marketing ploy to get more people to watch Destiny. So the number is higher on Twitch, and the higher the number on Twitch is usually it gets more people interested in it. Da-da-da-da-da. Now we're working our way up to the final shape and into the light. So they're gonna start their marketing campaign soon, and I believe this is one of their first steps.
Yep.
They didn't stop Twitch Prime, by the way. Amazon is stopping it. Amazon is getting rid of Prime Gaming rewards.
Overall, like
just completely, yeah. They're phasing it out completely. Now, Bungie may have decided to end it after their contract was over anyway, which was 47 weeks or something. Or months, or however long they've been doing it, which ended, you know, not recently. But even if they wanted to continue that contract, like, Amazon's putting a kibosh to it. Anyway, so all that stuff's going away. Which means the only reason to have Twitch Prime, well, Amazon Prime is pretty much going away. Other than the fact that I just bought a bunch of stuff on Amazon Prime, like, literally yesterday, and saved $42 because of Amazon Prime. And it only costs $100 a year. And I get Prime Video. So I think that's a win. Anyway, I don't need Prime Gaming. No wonder they're getting rid of it.
Yeah. I know we were doing a sponsor.
Well, I use my Twitch Prime every month, so that's $24. Like I said, one of my purchases saved like $40 in shipping because of Twitch Prime or Amazon Prime. I get Prime Video, which is probably worth, what, $6 a month? So that's another $70 a year. I've already made my money back. So, and they're going to be getting rid of Twitch Prime soon too.
So, you know, all medallions they bank in the tower are going to be counted daily.
Okay, were they not before?
And the crest of the daily winning class will be inserted into the tower podium for everyone to keep track of their standing.
Oh, would you not keep track before?
Yeah, it always we kept did. Track. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why are you saying it like that?
You know, because I'm reading it to move us along.
Oh, no, but you're like...
Amazon Prime talk.
Okay, my bad. All right. Yeah, so they're tracking it the same way they did last time, daily. They put the little icon on the thing in the middle. You stand on your little podiums and get your rewards, and then you jump up the thing based on whatever you did. Shoulder glow, yeah, shoulder glows. Second shoulder glows.
You skip the most important part.
Oh my god, what part?
In past Guardian games, they measure performance based on total medallion score.
Yeah.
Population imbalance has always been an issue, so they've always weighted it.
Yeah.
This year, they're taking a different approach. So every day, class scores will be measured by the average medallion score of all players who have deposited a medallion that day, separated by class. So they're going to be, it doesn't matter how many hunters there are more than everybody else.
It only matters how many hunters are playing.
Yes, it only matters how many hunters are participating.
Damn, that's fucked, though.
Why? It's still an average.
Because
of how many hunters. Or yeah, but Titans or Warlocks.
The outliers are always going to drag towards their size.
It doesn't, that one guy who does one bronze medallion and turns that shit in and that's it?
Yeah, yeah, like that'll fucking drag bring it down,
but it'll affect everybody. Sorry.
So what you do is, you know, if you only
in as a hunter and a Warlock, bank in one medallion, fuck all the other classes and then keep doing it.
Well, that's what I'm gonna do, just the opposite. Warlock and Titan. And then
toxic I'm gonna be.
And then I'm going to make an event out of it and reward people in the SGC for doing it to Warlock and Titan.
No, only. We are doing an event out of it.
No. I'm doing a Hunters
time,
are gonna
the Guardian days.
Hunters are gonna win because I'm gonna get the whole SGC on this.
We're also doing Guardian game scoring the same way, incidentally. We'll be looking for which class has the highest average community player of the week score.
Okay.
Rather than run the totals. Yep.
It'll be interesting to see the comparison. Like, if you could still get the totals, I mean, you have to get the totals.
I mean, I have all the data. I will have all the data.
Yeah. Like, it actually does make a huge difference.
I already ran the numbers for last year doing this. Okay. And had we done it this way last year, the score for Titans would have been more than twice the other two. In fact, their score was higher than the other two classes combined. So,
oh, really?
Anyway. The crayons.
Except for Hunters 1, so it doesn't matter what the numbers were.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Hunters didn't win last year.
They won the SGC Guardian games, the only Guardian games that matter.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you can't see that anymore because the role's been cleared, but, you know,
I know it. I know they won. They won the last 2 years. You want to know why? Because the SGC is not corrupt. All right, like Bungie does. No class has ever won 2 years in a row in the actual Destiny 2 Guardian games. There's no way that would have ever happened. It's such a fucking broken system, whatever the hell they're doing. Like, Titans win. What was it? Titans, Hunters, Warlocks, or Titans, Warlocks, Hunters? I forget the order.
I believe it was Titans, Warlocks, Hunters.
Okay, and then Titans, Warlocks, Hunters. That's how it's going to work. So Warlocks are winning this year? Is that what we're talking about? Or did they win last year? I forget how many Guardian games we've done.
No, they're gonna go back to Hunters because Hunters are going to complain about not winning last year's. The one before. And then it'll go to Warlocks. So we'll switch it up a bit.
And they'll just switch the order of how they do it? Yeah. Either way, Titans are fucked. You can't win this year because it's rigged. So don't even try.
Watch me.
You can try all you want, but Bungie rigs this shit. They don't want their Warlocks and Hunter mains to be bitching and moaning the whole Guardian games. So.
That's all they do, even not in Guardian games.
Oh my god, that's all Titans do. Shut up. Get out of here.
Oh my god. Are you kidding me? My Celestial Nighthawk.
Are you kidding me?
Where's my crayon and my fucking
Every
hammer?
Every class does this. You go onto the Bungie forums, in one page you will find one person saying about how Hunters are shit on, and then the next thread is how Warlocks are shit on, and the next thread is how Titans are shit on. Everybody that plays Destiny has this weird-ass nerf persecution complex.
Nah, they're all fucking idiots.
Nah.
Destiny 2?
It's just Warlocks and Titans. If there's any Hunter complaining on Reddit, it's just a Warlock pretending to be a Hunter. Hunters are way too cool.
No, listen.
Go nom your fucking Crayola.
All them soy-eating bitches can just shut the fuck up.
Soy-eating bitches?
Doesn't fucking care. Yes. Anybody who goes and complains on the forum about class favoritism is a soy-eating bitch. That's all I have to say. I don't care if we're talking about PvE or PvP, mind you. Soy-eating bitches. If you have ever uttered the words... Bungie hates my class because you're doing it while you're talking around a giant soy dildo that's in your mouth. All right? Shut up. Nobody cares. You're an idiot.
Why is there a dildo in my mouth?
That's made of soy. Yeah.
What is soy?
It's tofildo.
Oh, tofu? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That should be the thumbnail.
Sorry.
Tofu. Yeah, it's a tofildo. Yeah, I'm sure that would do great. this video is already getting demonetized if that first section
gratuitous
doesn't get removed anyway. Anyway. So, depending on your contributions to the Guardian Game All-Stars, you'll also earn a glow and bragging rights that come with them. I think these are all the glows we know about. The shit that shows up on your shoulder, that thing that's on your head, yada, yada, yada. I actually find it kind of annoying, personally. But, you know, whatever.
Cool. All right. What's this quest activities and class matchmaking? Okay, if banking modes is one thing, the main pursuits of the Guardian Games All-Stars, the other would be igniting the fires of victory behind the podium. Yeah, okay. All right. The first quest is called Shoot to Score. It involves Zavala. Who asks you to get medallions and points by diving into the Nightfall playlist. I wonder if there's any new... is there any new... voice lines? Do we get to hear David?
They haven't done any... This is the same thing they did last year.
Is it?
Right?
Okay.
The recreation playlist and the one where your score is... You're trying to build up that score. Gives the highest score you can, and then that's
I don't remember what I did last year.
Halo around their head.
Yeah, no, I don't think like that.
Going to be two separate playlists, and it's going to be the same voice lines we've already had, guaranteed. Because this was the exact same way it worked last time.
All right. Anyway, at least we get to play Supremacy again.
Let's go.
That'll be fun. Right? This is during Guardian Games. Am I crazy?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. You're right.
Okay. I was thinking about it for a minute. All right, getting high scores, yeah, doing all that shit. Keep an eye on focus activities, blah, blah, blah. What is this? Oh, the focus activities. Yeah, some days will be focused on certain things, so like Crucible, Vanguard, or Gambit. All right, let's move all the way down to this beautiful memento. We'll talk about the weapon it is. Arc Transit. Or wait, what is it called? Edge Transit 2.0. Let's go, baby. That memento is exactly what I expected it to be. I still like it. I think it's cool. But it's no different than just a regular Guardian Games shader. There are always those three colors every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it will look cool on certain things.
There might be some animation on it that'll be cool. Maybe the red, the stuff in the background on the red will move around or something.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
We'll explain what the veil is.
We already know what the veil is. Haven't you played veil quest every month for the last 6 years?
Let me ask everybody here. Do you find the fact that Eva Levante is going to be able to store your extra mementos until the end of the event, but you still won't be able to store more than one in your own inventory, helpful or just doubly annoying of what it was before?
Yep, it just makes it worse.
I don't think it makes it worse. She's going to hold on to them for us? Is that what you're saying?
If you get more, if you focus in and get more than the one that you have in your inventory that you haven't used yet, they're going to sit in an inventory screen for you that Eva has.
All right.
And at that point, their user lose at the end of the event.
Do
you have to manually give them to her, or does she just get them?
They're going to overflow into her inventory. Okay. It also is interesting in that it's not going to allow you to do the overflow trick into your postmaster like you could before with the other mementos.
What do you mean?
So if you have another kind of memento and your inventory is completely full, you can overflow another memento into your postmaster. That won't be possible since Eva's gonna snatch them bitches right away.
All right, so
The same type of memento or like a nightfall?
No, same thing.
Okay. It's okay. All right.
I didn't know that.
I personally, like I said, I'm okay with this because I was always too lazy when I got a memento to go craft a weapon and put it inside.
Mm-hmm.
So her holding on to it until the end, and then like I do it all in like 10 minutes where I go back and forth, like putting memento and craft weapons, all for it. That means I'll get more than I would have otherwise. So bring it on. Okay, let's talk about this grenade launcher in general. So an arc-compressed wave frame heavy grenade launcher. Useless, right?
Depends on the perks that are on it.
Volt shot, chain reaction.
Not since they're nerfing chain reaction. Because that means that...
It'd be good for ad clear.
Yeah, but who uses heavy for ad clear anymore? Losers!
You know, there is a rumor... There is a rumor going around that Forbearance has got a nerfing coming with the balance patch on the
field. Yeah, chain reaction's getting nerfed.
You're getting nerfed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it doesn't matter. Next step is... is this the same thing? Yeah, we're getting
Guardian Tarot Games.
Well, no, we haven't talked about the scout rifle yet, bro. It's the same one, but with new perks. Like slice or precision instrument. The title has new perks too.
Cool.
Any good?
Probably not.
Repulsor brace and surrounded are now on it. Maybe.
Let's see. Is the title still a base of like 8 stability?
You and your stability, man. You don't need stability on PC.
You absolutely do on an SMG.
Not on PC.
You absolutely do on an SMG.
If you're using one of these, you don't.
You absolutely do on an SMG.
Oh my god, you think I don't play the game at all? I can hold a straight submachine gun, don't matter if the stability's 1.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
Yep, you want to see it happen? All right. I'll do it live.
I guess we're gonna have to do that. Do you have a an appropriate SMG?
No, you made me get rid of all my guns like a month ago. Literally every single one of them.
Because their stability was bad, and you wouldn't be able to use them.
Yeah, but I could.
Debatable.
Agree to disagree.
Man, you hate stability so much. Or you love it, I guess. I fucking hate it. I will give it up for any other... anything else. If there's an option for anything else, I'll take it over stability.
That explains how some of those 1v1s went.
I won all the 1v1s except for the one against Grimm. And he kicked the shit out of me.
Yep, if you had just had a little bit more stability.
Yeah, on my bow? All right, anyway, whatever. Champ title and event card. Does it say how much it is this year? Complete the event card.
Surely they're not going to raise it above $10.
Why? Seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
They're running low on money. Yeah, they got rid of... they had to lay off a bunch of people. They're low on their budget. Just crank
Sony's
the price.
Telling them, you need, how about another $1.50?
Another $1.50.
How about another $1.50?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's already a shitty event. It's not worth $10 to begin with. So I don't know why I keep giving them money. What a fucking degenerate. All right, anyway, the Guardian Games Cup, I guess All right, I'm just going to read this
team,
out.
Team of six.
No, it's important. I'm going to read it out. For the third year in a row, we are celebrating Guardian Games Cup from across the globe from March 5th, 9 a.m. to March 26th, 9:59 a.m. Why not just say 10 a.m.? Like, anyway. Players can compete for glory in-game while also supporting Direct Relief and International Rescue Committee through Bungie Foundation. A reminder, the Direct Relief, I believe, did Maui stuff last year, and the International Rescue Committee, I don't know what they do. Maybe the Australian fires? Sounds like something they would do, be a part of, right? International Rescue? Mm-hmm. I'm just guessing on that one. I do know Direct Relief went to the Maui stuff, which I'm still waiting for my Maui t-shirt, by the way, Bungie. All right. The technical category tracks the number of medallions dunked by each official registered team during the Guardian Games All-Stars. We should do that. If an SGC team wins, we'll give them all $100.
I am doing that.
Bro, you were hyperventilating when I asked you about fucking Derelict Prime pricing. $100 to the entire team.
That's the same price, right?
Yeah, about, yeah.
Hyperventilating, he says. He asked me for rewards that would cost $600. And now he's making fun of me because I was hyperventilating. That's a lot of money, man.
It's my job as the kill of events.
And what?
Sure
and what?
Worthwhile prizes.
What did I say?
You said "fuck it." A little while later, your first response was hyperventilating, Pepe, and then about an hour later, you were like, "fuck it, we ball."
There, see. So I did say yes at the end of the day, but now we're not doing that event. So get fucked, losers.
Till next one.
Yeah, I was gonna say we still have to do it because it's supposed to be in March, but I'm disappointed. Fucking Guardian Games, useless. All right, we already know who's gonna win. Win what? It doesn't matter who wins. It's about the journey. All right.
Yeah.
That's what losers say.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Good luck winning then.
I don't need luck on my side.
Everybody goes for second place because Grimm's team can always defeat the... what's it called? Primeval. On the second round because they combine forces and power and do all their damage at one exact moment. And it dies instantly. And, you know, listen, 2 years ago when we were going up against him, we got second place, my team. which was a Souls team, ironically enough. And he wasn't in Souls at the time, I don't think. So we were going up against him. Anyway, so we knew that was the only way we could defeat him. And we were able to do everything proper twice out of four rounds. Well, I guess out of six rounds. But then they beat us, you know, the best of seven overall, because they were able to do it four times. But I was still pretty impressed that we had never done it in the second round. We're like, guys, the only way we can win is if we fucking do what they're doing. And we were able to beat them two rounds, too. Not bad. I think if we planned a little bit more, we could do it. A little practice.
Yeah. Greener seems out here practicing.
I forget who was on the team, to be honest. I think it was Golden Sky. It might have been Static, to be honest. I feel like that's a reminder. Like, but he wouldn't be on my team anymore because he'd probably be on Grimm's. And who was the other person? Was it Bob? It could have been Bob. Might have been Bob. Or it might have been someone I can't remember. I don't know. I don't remember at all. Might not have been Static either. He might have, just might be making that up. Who knows? All right. So the winners, all this stuff. Okay. All right. First of all, the first place teams are getting life-size physical all-star vector skimmer replicas.
No, there's one replica awarded to the entire team. So good luck figuring out who gets that.
No way.
One per team per category is what it says.
Yeah, I see it now. That's stupid. Good job, you fucking idiots. Fucking Bungie.
Where's your Titan figurine?
I haven't gotten it yet because Bungie's stupid. Unbelievable. One for six people, Bungie.
I was excited to try to put a team together when I first read that, but then I read that last part again and I realized that you would have to decide who gets it, and I'd be like, nope, I'm not going through this if I don't get the surfboard.
Well, just take it.
I don't know if it works that way. Maybe. I don't know.
All right. The top two teams in each category also win the Guardian Games medal. $50 for each team member. Oh, well, isn't that nice? All right. Top three team members in each category win the emblem codes. Boom. And then top four teams get a $50 Bungie Store discount code. Cool. Not bad. There's... For people watching the video version, that's the emblem. It's actually pretty neat. I like the hand-drawn, worn-away style of that emblem. It's pretty cool.
It's got a Lord of the Rings kind of vibe.
I disagree.
Yeah. Well, anybody can get that. It's a $10 donation to your favorite team.
More money?
Jesus. Yeah, fucking charity. Who can believe these guys? Fucking doing multiple charity drives a year? Yeah, what dude. The fuck?
I'm not doing this one, so.
Which people do they need to help?
You guys are good, Bungie. Or you guys are good. I'm not going to bother you with another one. If you want to donate to a charity, donate to Extra Life. The link's in the chat. I got to be one of the first 1,000 members to get to $2,000. All right, let's go. Do it right now.
Where's the new tattoo going to go? Smile.
That's it. I'm actually getting a new tattoo for a game to give. I'm thinking about putting it on the back of my shoulder.
All right. Great.
That's my thought process right now. Well, I have to.
How do we sign up for the Guardian Games Cup?
I don't know. Oh. Click this right here, maybe.
Yeah, there's a link right in the thing, right in the twid.
It's just a bunch of gibberish here. Oh, you gotta do the whole Tiltify thing. Yeah, whatever, I don't care. Hold on. Tiltify, Bungie Foundation, GGC 2024. Start fundraising. You know, I don't use Tiltify. Fuck you. Tiltify. I love... what's the other one? Donor Drive? Yeah, let's go. Donor Drive. Why did they switch from Donor Drive to Tiltify? Just pick one. Why make it so difficult?
I don't know. Why make it so difficult?
I don't
know. You know it's not difficult?
Donating the Extra
Life?
Getting
new updates to the game, because update 7.3.5 arrives next week.
Oh my god. Man's in a rush. Alright, he wants to go play Helldivers again. Alright. Yes, update 7.3.5 arrives next week. That's the one we talked about, the March 5th one. Lots of stuff last week. Awesome stuff. What is this? A reminder of what we did over the last 3 weeks?
Yep.
Who cares? All right. Improvement to PvP are coming. Yes, baby. Witch Queen arrives on PlayStation Plus. All right. If you're on PlayStation and you haven't played Witch Queen or have it yet, boom, there it is. It's for you. It's for free. Go grab that beautiful Osteostriga or whatever. I don't know. How do you actually get that? Was that a pre-order item? No.
No, it was, but you can get it now.
All right, well, go get the Osteostriga, baby. It's in the Witch Queen. It's really
inside
good.
Inside of her.
Yeah, I just reach, you know, elbow deep. Pull it out.
Be thick.
You want to see something thick.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you can't see it because you're not watching the stream, but look at that bad boy.
Mm. What the fuck is that?
Wood. 10 out of 10. That's Riven. What the fuck
is
do you mean?
A special sock.
It's just artwork. Artwork, baby. It's a model. Yep. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. It is a model, man.
Alright. Oh, wait. What's this? Oh, man. I hope it's not porn because I'm going to click it without looking. Ah! That's the cutest cat I've ever seen in my life. It's dead, though. Okay. No, it's dead. It's straight up dead in a casket.
I'll give him CPR.
Oh, no. But I love it. I love it. It's adorable. Oh, my God. It's so cute. I don't want to look away. Whew. I love it. All right. That was a good one. That's probably the best animal photo we've got since Hippie's been gone, to be completely frank. And she's been gone a while now. Been a good 5 months.
Yep.
Now you finally did it. You guys figured out how to write a fucking twid. Congratulations. All right, let's wrap this up. Has anyone got anything to plug?
Derelict Prime is not happening, contrary to announcements I've put out there. There'll be an announcement pulling Derelict Prime back and throwing SGC Guardian Games in instead. This year, we will be requiring people to hit a certain amount of Community Player of the Week points over the course of the 3 weeks of the event in order to earn the contender role. And our top... What are you doing?
50?
Yeah.
It's going to be 90 points. Total.
Yeah. Wait, 90 total over the 3 weeks?
Over the 3 weeks.
That's not
you
enough.
You got to average 30 a week. All right.
150.
150. You got it. There we go. Over the course of the 3 weeks. So 50 a week. It's actually not that hard to get.
It's not. It's easy.
You can get it in like two raids if you do it with all different people from different clans. So it's actually not that terrible. But
Or two quick plays.
Or two quick plays with a full fire team. Yeah. So, anyway, our top three Community Player of the Week point earners, one from each of the squads, the Hunters, the Titans, or the Warlocks, they will get the MVP role for the next year, unless Bungie fucks up their Guardian game schedule again, in which case it could be less than a year or more than a year, because, you know,
probably
trying
more
to do this in concert with Guardian Games actually happening. Because I thought it'd be weird for us to do our Guardian Games in May, since they're doing theirs in March.
You know,
so
I said that when I said that a long time ago. And
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure you ignored me, but whatever.
Probably. But I got back around to it, so.
All right.
Anyway, announcement tomorrow with all the details.
Cool. All right, is this one has $600 worth of prizes?
No, there'll be some desk pads, and then I'm going to want to do a prize drawing, but I'll reach out to you. It'll be significantly less.
That means I can't buy hookers this month! Let's go, baby! I like the MVP rule, but Mentor overruled it. Oh, yeah, sure.
No, I don't.
How'd your raid go? Did you finish it?
Yeah, we finished it about an hour and 20 minutes.
I was gonna say he was on Ron like an hour and a half ago. Fuck, I hope he finished it. I mean Ron. Yeah. I mean what's his name? Nezarak.
Oh, it was Ron.
Yeah, I know, but you were on Nezarak like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. We missed two rockets.
We got up one try, so that was nice.
All right.
Sus
Bebo.
No.
What do you mean no? Clan night. Stream?
Come by. Plug
your channel, bitch.
I'll do it for everyone.
I just feel weird doing it. So
that's what a plug is. That's your payment.
All right, come by my stream and watch our clan night. Sus
Bebo. That was a weird place to put a pause.
Yep.
Come by my stream.
All right, nobody's gonna go. I kind of advertise. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep. Sus Bebo, creeper confirmed. Got it.
All right, everybody go check out Sus Bebo. That's SUSSBEBO, twitch.tv/SusBebo. The guy streams.
If you ask nicely, maybe he'll show you his Millennium Falcon.
Or a really close, zoomed in picture of a butthole.
Yep.
Imagine that.
Except it won't be a picture.
Chat convinces him to bring that thing into his room so they can see it on stream.
And he drops it.
Just as he's walking through the door, he drops it. And I would cry. You just see it fall in the doorway behind his chair, and it's just individual Lego pieces that come flying up and tears flying down.
Bro, I have not moved that in 3 years.
He's got like a Glock in his pants. He literally doesn't do anything, just pulls it out and shoots himself.
Bro, listen.
Live on stream, just straight up.
If it happens and you actually cry, you make a fucking short and a TikTok out of that, and you will gain followers like you can't believe
that will
just
get
from that one real moment
views.
Of fucking destruction.
I will be the next fucking big thing, but I'll be dead. So what does it matter?
Well, only if you kill yourself.
Well, yeah, but...
If you decide to make a TikTok instead, then that's the alternative.
Why would I stay in this flesh prison any longer?
If you dropped it?
Listen, if you drop the Millennium Falcon and it breaks, that just means you buy the Superstar Destroyer that's 4 feet long and make that instead.
Oh, you know what you should do? You should buy that anyway and then have a space battle with them. See which one wins.
I don't think you know the scope of how big this thing is.
You get a couple people to carry it, right? You run around the room carrying it.
Why don't you go get it and bring it in here and show us?
And then you throw, like, missiles at the other one. And when you're running around, like, pew, 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 pew.
Look at it. Look, Rick. I'll tell you what, Rick. If we get 50 people to watch the podcast one day, I will flip it out.
Oh, 50 live?
Yeah.
Oh, they would do that next week if I told them to. I never announced this shit. Are you stupid? Say 100. That I might
I'll
have trouble with
because now you scared me.
Alright, 100 people next week. Bebo's now committed. We will put an announcement. If 100 people come to the podcast, Bebo will whip it out. Leave it at that.
Oh man, I was supposed to wrap this shit up. Alright, yep, we're done.
Yep.
Outro.
Yeah, hold on, I gotta do my thing. If you somehow stumbled onto this podcast and stayed till the end and you're not part of Shrouded, we're a community. We play Destiny. Come check us out.
What the fuck is wrong with you for listening?
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right in the middle.
But shroudedgaming.com/Discord. That'll get you right into our Discord. Fuck, man. I don't know what you're doing, but if that's something you want to do, then we're here.
Hey, the community is great. This podcast is sometimes questionable.
Also, yeah. If you joined while Rex was talking about the butthole story and still stayed, DM me.
Bro.
DM me.
Bro.
Oh my god. All right. No, we got to get through this. If you're part of the community and you don't know that we do community streams here on Twitch every Tuesday, we do the podcast every Friday, and then sometimes on Saturday we do shit too, which I think I'm doing something next tomorrow, right?
Player of the
month tomorrow? God damn. Yeah. Alright, I guess we gotta do some voting, right? Anyway, we do that. You should check us out, throw us a follow, whatever. Bam bam. Thank you, ma'am. That's it. Thank you so much for watching this week of Shrouded, episode 52. Yeah, we made it one full year. Crazy stuff. I was your host, A Greener. Let's hear it for the rest of the crew, Mr. Wrecked, Bebo, and Dunk. Thank you so much for taking their time to chill with us today and leaving us with your incredible insight. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, that's a wrap. We're out.